Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Also in Venezuelan news, the big election is this weekend.
You could call it an election.
President Maduro is up for re-election, and yes, he has threatened an armed revolution if things don't go his way.
Right, and, you know, prior to candidate filing, all of the people that were serious contenders wound up being prohibited from running for president for various reasons.
And then we're going to start with the what I consider to be the most outrageous news, but not really surprising given the history of the Venezuelan socialism there. Kellogg's was seized.
Not the entire company, but a manufacturing plant. The article here from the BBC, authorities in Venezuela, and by the way, the dateline on this is May 16th, so 2 days ago. I actually found this
breaking news
after the show on Wednesday or towards the end of the show.
Right.
Authorities in Venezuela have seized a plant owned by the American cereal manufacturer Kellogg. It comes after the firm announced it was pulling out of the country because of the worsening economic situation.
Wow.
Venezuelan president.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was surprised they were even still open. So I guess they were planning on leaving, and then this happened.
Maduro told cheering supporters in the central state of Carabobo, "We've begun judicial proceedings against the business leaders of Kellogg's because their exit is unconstitutional. I've taken the decision to deliver the company to the workers in order that they can continue producing for the people." Venezuela's battered economy has been hit by falling oil revenue and the plummeting value of the currency, the bolivar. It also has one of the highest rates of inflation in the world.
Right, which is why the
value is plummeting. A rate that has not actually been calculable.
Isn't there an embargo against them now?
By the United States?
There has been for many years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kellogg is the latest multinational company to close or scale back operations in Venezuela, citing strict currency controls, a lack of raw material, and soaring inflation.
Yeah, go figure.
It said it hoped to return to Venezuela in the future and warned against sales of its brands without the expressed authorization of the Kellogg company. So now Kellogg is pulling intellectual property to prevent cornflakes from being sold as Kellogg cornflakes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be able to enforce their intellectual property in the Venezuelan courts. Hopefully nobody has a factory in Venezuela at this point. I mean, it's tragic.
The workers have factories in Venezuela at this point.
And are they working, though, is the question, because as you pointed out, Chris, Kellogg's here, the cereal manufacturer, they weren't able to, like, keep running their business, likely due to shortages of raw materials, because socialism fails, centralized command and control economies fail, and the government...
There are a lot of things at play here.
There are.
So there were price controls, there were... embargoes that don't help anything.
Correct.
Then you've got the, well, ties into the price controls. There were also something where we talked about the bakeries that were being fined for using too much imported flour in some of their things because they couldn't get the flour from Venezuela. And you've got all of this stuff, and then you just can't get the supplies. And then even
it's
if you do get
supplies,
the supplies
aren't available, it's because you mentioned price controls. Beyond price controls on the the final product, there are also price controls on the Venezuelan bolivar.
I have to ask, why would anybody want to buy 750,000 bolivar? I mean, is it for burning or
something?
You'd
be crazy to buy the bolivar, absolutely.
Yeah,
but
I
that's the exchange rate. That's what you would pay, that's what products are going for on the black market. That's the actual price of the bolivar. That shows you what it's actually worth. Because some people, for whatever reason, do need to get bolivar, but obviously they would prefer to not have it if they could avoid it.
Does it have a use case like paying your taxes? Is that what makes it? I mean, that's what some people claim makes a currency real.
And some stores only can accept
toilet paper, wallpaper, fire starting material, napkins.
If you're running a business... in Venezuela, I suspect you cannot openly accept
rolling
dollars.
Papers.
So if you're running a black market business, then it doesn't matter. You can take dollars. But if you're running a storefront where the government goon squad can come in and see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't obviously be accepting dollars, so there's still people trading in Venezuela Boulevard.
And so that just exacerbates the problem to where the Kellogg Company, they want U.S. dollars because that's what their suppliers what paid in for.
Didn't they recently, or maybe some, within maybe the last 6 months, increase the what's on the bills? Like they added three zeros or something?
They did.
They lopped off three zeros.
Daryl, you managed to find a story because a few months ago we had talked about one of the more recent stories we did on Venezuela was this desperate move by the Venezuelan government to try to put some sanity back into their system. But of course, it won't actually work because all it is just more currency manipulation. It's probably not going to work for more than like 24 hours is my prediction. I don't think it's going to work at all because I don't think they're going to be able to fool the Venezuelan people again because they already did this before. They did this back in 2005 or 2003.
So they completely redid the currency back, I think it was like 2005 or so when they
prior
went from
to Maduro
Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte.
And when you say completely redid, I think they knocked a zero off back then was what they did back then, if I recall correctly.
Well, they also changed the name from Bolivar to Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar.
Right, which is why I'm saying maybe they fooled the Venezuelan people that time, but this time, when the people of Venezuela are hungry, because they weren't hungry back then. The inflation wasn't insane back then. Good news, I found the new name. So
Is it the Más Duro?
No, you're going to love this new name.
Because Más Duro means more strong.
Very, very hard.
More strong.
Okay. No, it's not that.
Okay.
So it was the Bolivar. It became the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar.
Yes.
It is now, as of June 4th, going to be called the Bolivar Soberano. And according to the internet, that means sovereign. The sovereign Bolivar. Now, finally, the Bolivar owns itself. The Venezuelan people own themselves. Oh, no. No, it's still socialism.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be fooled this time. I don't think anybody in Venezuela who is just scrapping for, like, just to find a chicken to eat, a bar of soap, to try to find some
animal.
To try to find some antibiotics to help their kid who's got, you know, some kind of sickness. I mean, these are things you cannot find in Venezuela. The shortages are insane. So they're lobbing off, like you said, three zeros, which it's going to be nothing more than a minor patch for a very short period of time.
I'm glad I watched the John Oliver piece on Venezuela where he talked about, you know, this starvation thing and something that was being encouraged by, I forget if it was Maduro or some other government official, was to raise bunnies. Because bunnies have 2.1 kilograms of protein and something and blah, da, 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 da. And, you know, so raise bunnies and then just to eat the bunnies.
Yes, he was encouraging the people to raise bunnies.
Are they like mice and they reproduce?
They do.
Very fast.
F-like rabbits. Is kind of
and then there was a clip that he had to where apparently Maduro thought that the camera was not on him. And he pulls out like a big empanada and takes a
and starts
big,
eating.
Huge, giant bite of it.
Wow.
But the camera is still on during one of his broadcasts.
Oh, no.
So as I was looking around, because we've been looking around, you know, at the fiscal situation there, we know that they're going to be lobbing off three zeros off the Bolivar to create the new Bolivar Soberano, which means sovereign Bolivar. So it's going from the Bolivar Fuerte, strong Bolivar, which isn't so strong anymore. And you have to wonder, who did they find that's printing these new bills? Because there was a story last year or like late 2016, I don't remember when we reported on it.
I think it was last year sometime.
It's been a while, though, since we reported on this, where they were in debt to their printer. So unlike most governments, which have their own, you know, kind of printing house or whatever, the Venezuelan government doesn't do their own printing of their bills. They hire a private company.
Isn't that fairly common amongst a lot of countries, actually?
Maybe the smaller ones.
Yeah, especially smaller ones.
The ones we're familiar with, that doesn't happen, right? The U.S. government has their own treasury and their own...
Well, U.S. government is not like most governments. U.S. is one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, they weren't paying their bill. with the private company that they owed like $70 million to get their Venezuelan bolivars printed. And that company had told Venezuela, we're not printing for you anymore until you settle up your bill. And so I don't know if they settled up with them or if they found some other sucker to
I can give
to
you a bolivar.
Yeah, no. No, thanks.
No, see, you print the bolivar and then I give you the bolivar to pay for the bolivar.
That's not gonna fly. In other related money news in Venezuela, so as this new revaluation or re-release or new currency.
Redenomination.
Yeah, that's the word. Redenomination approaches. We're like 2 weeks away from that, 3 weeks maximum. Then you've got the government of Venezuela who wants to distract the Venezuelan people and lie to them and tell them that, all this inflation that's happening, it's not because of our central bank printing out money, which, of course, is the definition of inflation. It's because of DollarToday.com and the United States. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to DollarToday.com, Chris, but it is one of our key resources here on Free Talk Live, and we're talking about Venezuela. It is a website that is run by a man who works at Home Depot in Hoover, Alabama. He's a Venezuelan migrant who lives in the United States and has for some time now. He's basically got I think he's got asylum in the U.S. because if he goes back to Venezuela, he's going to be put in prison for probably the rest of his life.
Right.
Or at least the rest
until the regime is over, right?
At least to the end of the Maduro regime. They blame this man and his website for causing inflation when all he's doing is reporting numbers that he receives from people he knows in Venezuela, people who are telling him, hey, currently I can trade, one U.S. dollar for 700,000 bolivars. And so he puts that information up there that he's receiving on this website. 31 people arrested for connections to this man who was running a website who they blame for devaluing the bolivar.
Well, see, if you inform people that the bolivar is worth more than what we say the bolivar is worth, then it's your fault believe you.
That's the argument. That's
reasons.
That's literally the argument of the Venezuelan government, is that a website can cause inflation, that just simply reporting on what's actually happening in real life is the cause of inflation. I mean, it's just so insane.
Right.
It's hard to even express. Because, again, for listeners who might have, gotten their definition of inflation from government schools, the actual definition of inflation is an increase in the money supply. There's only one group of people that's responsible for that in Venezuela. It's not the private bankers. It's not a man running a website or another guy running a website. It's the Venezuelan Central Bank. Yes. They're the ones who are responsible for the inflation. They're the ones who are responsible for what the current black market rates are, because that's the market responding to them just, printing out those bolivars.
I mean, we say it's an increase in the money supply, right?
Yeah, that's
what you're saying.
That's the definition of inflation.
But I have to wonder if that's what's going on here.
That's exactly what's going on.
Are they actually printing more money than?
Of course.
Okay, because
that's what governments do.
Because I'm wondering if there's not another way to create inflation without actually printing money.
Sure, you can increase numbers in computers. Money is a development that allows people to get out of the old trading economy, right? So money is, in theory, a very valuable thing to have a go-between between people, so they can, have the things that they want without having to have a chicken if somebody needs a coconut or whatever, and, trying to get trade worked out. So money's valuable when it's not being manipulated by governments. Of course, pretty much all money is manipulated by governments, some worse than others. And Venezuela right now on the planet is the worst. Of all of the countries in the world, theirs is the most devalued, most worthless thing. There was even another headline I saw that the World of Warcraft gold, the video game currency, is worth more than the Venezuelan bolivar by a factor of several times. So, I mean, it is just pathetic. And so, meanwhile, the Venezuelan government's pretending like it's not their fault. Oh, it's the U.S. government and their economic war against us. Oh, no, it's the website, Dollar Pro. We're going to take that down. They went and arrested the guy running a website that was basically designed to inform people of exchange rates, from what I can understand. We've yet to be able to pull up the archive.org page because archive's having some trouble right now. But I suspect it's very much like Dollar Today, which they're also blamed. They've blamed publicly website operators for inflation.
Right.
So That's just a straight up lie. Only the government can be blamed for inflation.
I wonder if I should try exchanging my Bolivar the next time I go to an airport.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, because if you're not in Venezuela...
Do you have enough of it to actually get like a penny or something for it?
If you can't... No. I can't even imagine.
No, I've got enough to get a penny.
A penny?
Okay, okay. That would be interesting.
How many Bolivar do you have left? Because you bought some on
and
eBay.
And how would you pay the fees? Because you're going to have to pay the fees in order to do that exchange, right?
I wouldn't actually do it. I would just, can I? And then when they say, we can give you a nickel. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. So I bought, I think it wound up being like a total of 700 Bolivar.
Yeah.
Because I bought some 50s and I bought some 2s.
Okay.
And I wound up, I forget how much I've given away, and I've, you know, just
there's
got most
two,
of it.
Right up on our wall right there with the dolphins. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Dolphins are pretty. So wait, you started, let's just presume you've got all 700 Bolivar, and this was when, like late 2016 or something?
Yeah,
like
late
that?
2016, and I know I wound up paying much more than what the going rate was at the time, where I think I paid a total of like $35 for all of it.
This weekend, the national election where Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country who was the VP who inherited the office after Hugo Chavez passed away several years ago and has presided over a tremendous decline in the country's value or the country's productivity and an increase in
everything.
Yeah, it's just been absolutely terrible because this was a relatively middle class place, 15 years ago. And a lot of the news media blames it on the price of oil. That may be a factor, but it's a minor factor in why Venezuela is failing miserably.
Right. So one of the things before getting into discussing the election, when the country did have a lot of money coming in because the Venezuelan government owns the oil reserves. When they had a lot of money coming in, they weren't saving any of the money. They were, we've got money. We can spend it on this program and that program and this and that and all these things.
Well, now you're insane if you save the money because it goes down in value. You'd have to be a madman to save the Bolivar at this point.
Well, now they can't even export the oil because the ships can't be inspected to actually wind up leaving the port.
Correct.
So let's talk about the election here. A story from Colombia Reports says that Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Venezuela plans to pay Colombian citizens to vote in the Venezuelan presidential election.
What?
I forget if it was like the Venezuelan state media. They found like one guy that said, everything was ridiculously priced. They're just trying to gouge us and blah, 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 blah. Things are horrible in Colombia. Venezuela is so much better. Viva Maduro.
Whereas everybody else was like, I haven't eaten that well in the last
6 months.
I
actually have groceries.
Right. Good luck getting them home without being robbed. That's another problem is anybody with a truck full of food, look out. They are literally waylaying trucks by putting like spike strips out in the streets and, popping tires, running truck drivers off the road, holding them at gunpoint and stealing food off the backs of their trucks. That happens all the time.
Speaking of food, on Thursday, border officials seized approximately 400 tons of food packages bound for Venezuela that were described as unfit for consumption. Local governments loyal to Maduro and his party exploit the humanitarian crisis not just to exercise political and social control, but to serve electoral purposes and to repress the opposition, according to police.
Translation, unfit for the people to consume, but the government, we're going to go ahead and eat this because we're hungry too.
According to police General Jorge Luis Vargas, the food came from 23 businesses in 9 countries, of which some have been flagged for money laundering and illicit enrichment.
Was there a constitutional change? So doesn't Venezuela have a constitution?
Yes, Venezuela does have a constitution.
So does North Korea.
Well, and okay, fair enough.
There was an election to amend it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing where they simultaneously, while voting to amend the Constitution, elected people to this new thing that gave this new creation the power to also amend the Constitution. And the people, again, there was a large percentage of the opposition that were just outright prohibited from running for seats. And the remaining opposition boycotted the vote because they said, we don't want to give this legitimacy.
So did it? So the changes passed then, I'm guessing, it sounds like.
Yes, because the only people that voted in the election were the people that wanted
right,
to change
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Okay,
it would be akin to saying, we're having an election for mayor in Keene, New Hampshire. Nobody can run against the mayor.
Yeah, that's basically what they did.
And so then everybody that doesn't want the mayor to be elected mayor just doesn't vote because you don't have any option.
Right.
So then the mayor gets elected unanimously, and then everybody, right. See, the mayor won with a mandate.
So what's going on with this weekend's election? According to the Miami Herald, Maduro he's scared, right? The reason why he's scared is he's threatening a revolution if he loses. Wednesday, Maduro said the opposition's, quote, only offer is to hand over the country to the gringos and the European oligarchs, unquote. Maduro, who's been in power since 2013, has often said he'd resort to violence to defend the so-called Bolivarian Revolution started by his late predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Venezuela is pushing ahead with snap elections as the United States, the European Union, and many of its neighbors in the region have said the vote will neither be free nor transparent. In the run-up to the election, the government has sidelined key opposition parties and jailed or disqualified some of its most prominent opponents. So that would be the equivalent of, in the recent Keene election here, your partner, Bob, yeah, ran against the current mayor, Kendall Lane, and Kendall's a multi-term mayor here in Keene, so Bob was the only opposition. This would be the equivalent of Kendall Lane having the police chief trump up some charges against Bob to keep him out of the election, basically, is what they've done.
A better example would be, so instead of Venezuela having really strict ballot access laws that prevent people from being placed on the ballot, which is what most states in the U.S. have, mm-hmm, they just wind up arresting and making up charges instead of, oh, you want to run? Go collect a signature from every voter in the area.
Right. So rather than making it hard to qualify, they just keep them in a jail cell.
Right. So, their tyranny or corruption is, mm-hmm, a little more transparent.
I've been getting email after email after email from just about every damn website I've got an account on telling me about this new European data privacy thing, and I presumed it was something ridiculous that the government was shoving down the throats of businesses and consumers, but I actually have not yet taken the time to read about it. I've just been ignoring those emails. So, Chris, you have been reading about this because you are a privacy expert. You're a privacy fanatic.
I definitely follow any kind of privacy issues.
That's what you do. You run a company called ThinkPenguin.com, which actually sells privacy-oriented computer hardware.
Well, I mean, so we sell Linux computers or GNU Linux computers, which part of the focus is privacy, right? Like, it's,
yeah, but you've also got a private router, a VPN router.
Yeah, that's true. This is true. That was definitely privacy focused.
You actually won't, as I understand it, you won't sell a product unless it's got all free software based.
Yeah,
meaning
that's
it's
true.
Open source, and it's, you can look through the code.
Well, I mean, some of that's not necessarily privacy. There's practical reasons to do it, like support. If you don't,
yeah, but you want to know if there's like a back door or something like that. That's one of the reasons why you want to be able to look
through.
That's
good. That's a good part of it. Yes, right? Absolutely.
So it's your concern for privacy that sort of is the motion behind a lot of what you do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If it wasn't, if the Linux kernel, if we didn't have the source code for that, it wouldn't be on my radar. All U.S. businesses need to pay attention to the new and comprehensive EU-wide privacy law known as the General Data Protection Regulation, which takes effect on May 25th, 2018. So that's this month.
Yep.
With its greatly expanded compliance obligations, tough penalty regime, fines can be as much as 4% of a company's worldwide gross revenue, and extraterritorial applicability, even businesses licensed to sell only in the U.S. and with no operations in the EU whatsoever may nonetheless find that they are subject to the jurisdiction of the GDPR.
How?
let me continue because It's basically this thing called Nexus.
Huh.
Anyway, but let me continue.
Let's get into it.
Or equivalent of it. Continuing to service policy sold in the U.S. to customers who later moved to the EU, for example, may raise issues regarding whether the company's activities bring it within the jurisdictions of the GDPR, which is designed to protect the personal data of individuals in the EU regardless of nationality. Basically, what they're saying here is if you buy something in the US from a US company that doesn't do business overseas,
yeah,
and you move to Europe, somehow you're going to magically be like under the umbrella of this law.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.